Barrhead. The Barrhead Steelers will be moving on to the second round of the Alberta Northern Interloc NI Hockey League U18 Tier 1-2 playoffs after defeating the Athabasca Hawks in 2 games. Barrhead will face Lacrete in the finals. Regardless of the outcome of the NI playoffs, all 3 teams will have a chance to play each other again, as they all have qualified for the Provincial Championship Tournament, which will be held in Calgary. The NI has earned an extra provincial wildcard berth, and Lacrete, while playing the bulk of its games in the NI, will represent the All Peace Hockey League, APHL. On Friday, February 25, at home, Barrhead easily defeated Athabasca 8-1 at home and outshooting them 64-13. After 1 period of play, the Steelers held a modest 2-1 lead thanks to goals by J.W. Lowron, assists by Axton McCallum and Colby Miller, and Trey Pruis, assisted by Carter Grylock. In the second period, Barrhead added to their lead with goals by Luke Politeski, assisted by Grylock and Van Warenka, Owen Stoik, assisted by Lowron and Miller, Eric McLean, assisted by Riley Harrison and David Tyrell, and Kyler Rentz, assisted by Tyrell and Politeski. In the third period, the Steelers closed out their scoring with goals by Tyrell, assisted by McLean and Rentz, and Miller, assisted by Harrison and Rentz. Luke Christensen got the start in goal, earning the win. In the second game in Athabasca on February 27, the Steelers had a more difficult time as they eked their way to a 4-2 victory. Athabasca got off to a strong start, scoring the first 2 goals of the game, the first at about the 14-minute mark of the first period, and the second in the first 2 minutes of the second period. However, before the end of the period, with about 5 minutes left, a goal Tyrell, assisted by McLean and Rentz, narrowed the Hawks' lead. About 2 minutes later, Rentz, assisted by Tyrell and Axum McCallum, tied the game. In the third period, Rentz scored what would turn out to be the game winner, an unassisted marker at about the 6.5-minute mark. About 6 minutes later, Pruis, assisted by Warenka, added the insurance goal. Ethan Desire stopped 17 out of 19 shots for the win. Head coach Dylan Stoik and former Steeler player said after Friday's home game that the team is starting to find its stride. "Overall, we've had a good season," he said, noting the Steelers finished in second place in Tier 1-2 division. "We had a bit of a lull midway through the season and finished strong, and that carried over to tonight. As you saw, we played a strong complete game. For a while, midway to late in the second period, it looked like the game had the potential of getting out of hand, as Athabasca started to take some liberties after the play, but Stoik credited the officials for keeping things in check." Going into the finals, Stoik said the Steelers should have their full roster, noting going into the Athabasca series, they were down one skater due to illness, but he should be ready to go for the finals, as should Trey Pruis. Trey had some bad luck. "He took 3 shots off his feet and is a little banged up, but he will be ready to go," Stoik said. Barry Curtin, Town and Country Today.com.